right, then we are in record. So, first and foremost, I think this whole chain of events to a lot of us felt and appeared very sudden. I'm reading that the board had approached you about a potential change in leadership about 6 weeks ago. But was there any indication that, or any way that the public might have been able to pick up on this? Was this a very internal thing?
It really was quite an internal thing. I've been working closely with the board, particularly as we went through all the issues of COVID and so forth. And we didn't always see eye to eye on things. And I felt, though, at the end of the day, my responsibility was to the 9,000 lives that are part of Northern Michigan University. And you had to be in the position where one person decided. And that was my responsibility.
All right. And you know, as you mentioned, it was just kind of not seeing eye to eye on a few things. There are a lot of rumors as to what was kind of percolating around as to what exactly the big sticking point was. So if you don't mind, I'd like to just ask you
sure.
if you could address a few of those. First and foremost, there are rumors that this was all about whether or not the university should implement a vaccine mandate. Can you address that at all?
Yeah, I think it's really a combination of things. First of all, a board should have the right to decide who they want as president at any given time. And when they came to me 6 weeks ago and said, you know, we'd like to make a change. And I was like, okay, let's see if we can work our way through that to make it workable. But in the end, I wasn't willing to sacrifice my principles on it. And they made the decision then just to, on the past Friday, to terminate me. And, it's been a stressful time for the board. It's, you know, trying to work through this. Some board members, the issue of requiring vaccines was a critical piece. For some board members, other kinds of issues were critical to them. So I don't think it was so much one thing as each board member may have had sort of their different thoughts and different reasons.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm reading another big sticking point for the Board of Trustees was that the declining enrollment issue. I'd be curious to get your thoughts on that, because I feel like that's got to be a pretty universal problem for most universities at this juncture, right?
Well, it is. And, you know, just before COVID, we were only one of two universities that had an increase in enrollment. And if you look this year, our freshman class went up over 10%. The reason the enrollment was down a little bit this year overall was we had a lot of kids that decided not to come back in the semester, decided to stay home. And I talked to a number of students, and they said, you know, I'm, you know, but the good news is that freshman enrollment is always the key issue, because you have those students for 4 years.
All right. Something just appears to have just happened to your microphone about like 3/4 of the way through that last question. It just stopped.
All right.
But now it... can I have you just, I'm gonna fiddle with a few things here on the board. Can I have you just like read a poem or just something you know from memory really quickly?
Oh, I don't know. Lions suck. Packers are really pretty good. I don't know. How's that?
Okay, well, I just pushed a few buttons and now we're reading you again. So
okay.
I'm just going to hope that whatever that was is over now and we can continue rolling.
Sure.
Thank you for your patience. So I also wanted to ask the board in all of their statements to the public, they've said they felt like they needed a clearer direction going forward. Can you give some insights onto what you think the board means by that?
On clearer directions, I think what that means, and again, you'll have to ask them. But for me, I think what it meant is we want certain initiatives put in place. And some of the initiatives I felt, weren't really quite right for the university or for the community. Some of the initiatives that I was passionate about doing, I don't think all the board members were as passionate about those. And so, you know, it's okay because not everybody and everything always lines up perfectly.
All right. And I wanted to ask, of course, you've been president since 2014, is that right?
Yes.
And you were still on contract, or were supposed to be under contract until 2023. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like some of the best accomplishments through your 8 years as president were?
Well, kind of working backwards a little bit, I think that probably the most important thing was working towards bringing stability to the university, reconnecting with the community, being engaged in as many different community activities. Our serious efforts around economic development were very important. And I also felt very strongly about some of these incredibly exciting new initiatives and new programs. You know, I mean, the medicinal plant chemistry program that we were able to get through first in the country. I mean, that's a pretty remarkable thing. And at the end, though, we had to spend so much time focused on COVID and making sure that I wanted to make sure three things happened. One, we kept open. And open was really important as universities around the state were closing dorms and taking everything online making everyone work remote and laying off people. That's something I was really committed to doing because I had parents call me and say, please, please keep my son, keep my daughter in Marquette. They're safer there. So our dorms stayed open and so forth. And so how we managed COVID, we didn't lay anybody off. You know, the only people that took salary cuts were myself and other senior leaders that volunteered to take a pay cut. We wanted everyone to make sure they kept their insurance. So doing all of those things for the amazing employees of the university is something I'll look back on with great pride.
So flash it back to 6 weeks ago when the board approaches you and expresses their desire. They come mm-hmm. to you and they say, hey, we want to make a change. At that point, did you try and fight to keep your job?
No. I believe that it ought to be up to the board if they want to make a change. And I was, you know, fully prepared to just move forward and resign. But we could never quite come to an agreement on terms. And, you know, for me at the end of the day, when they said, okay, here's the last settlement, but, you know, any payment that if you were to pass away, any payment that we would owe you cannot go to your wife and children. And for me, that was enough. And so, you know, I felt that they would probably have to do what they ended up doing.
All right. So just kind of here as we wind things down, I have to ask another big reason or a lot of the rumors that have been percolating about why this happened. And again, to the community, this appeared very, very sudden. With just the 24 hours notice that was mm-hmm. given for the meeting ahead of that Friday. And one of those things that people were speculating about was the negotiations with the faculty union. Mm-hmm. Can you weigh in on that at all? And I'd be curious now to get your perspective as well, because from what I understand, you intend to, after a year sabbatical, return to the staff at NMU as a
yep.
professor. Is that right?
Yep. I kind of view this as, you know, this is probably a terrible comparison, Justin Verlander being going off to Houston. You know, when he played for Detroit, he played as hard as he could and supported Detroit. When he went to Houston, he went and played as hard as he could for Houston. And you know, I played as hard as I could as in my role as the president, and I look forward to playing as hard as I can and doing everything I can to continue to support the faculty and staff at Northern.
And I'd love to get your perspective on this. From what I understand, the faculty union had a vote last night mm-hmm. on another contract proposal, and it was rejected by a decent margin.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get your thoughts on that?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this now plays out. You know, what's the approach that the AAUP will take? And for me personally, it just kind of what approach will that the Board of Trustees will take? Remember that negotiations are really between the faculty union and the Board of Trustees. And the role of the administration is to try and facilitate that, to get a deal that is acceptable to the Board of Trustees, that is also acceptable to the AAUP. Not always an easy task. And so clearly what had happened is, I believe that we had a tentative agreement that was acceptable and supported by the Board of Trustees, because the Board of Trustees lays out a set of parameters. And our role in administration is to try and get to a deal within those parameters. So I don't know if the board's going to change their parameters. I don't know how that's going to progress. But obviously I'll be interested in watching that happen.
All right. Thank you very much for your time today, Fritz. And before I let you go, I just have to ask, in 30 seconds or less, what do you think is the most important thing for the community to know about this situation? What would you want to say to the community?
Yeah, I think the community needs to understand that Northern isn't a great place. Marquette isn't a great place, and there are so many wonderful things happening across the Upper Peninsula. The energy and enthusiasm, I think, is really important to be able to continue. And look, my wife and I we're not going anywhere. You know, we're part of this community. We intend to be active and engaged in lots of things. And because the university is in such good shape right now, and that connection between university and community is so very, very important.
All right, fantastic. Unless there's anything else you'd like to add, that just about covers everything I was intending to ask you this morning.
Nope, that all sounds good.
All right, fantastic. Then thank you again so very much for your time. I really appreciate you coming in and sitting down with me this morning.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.